Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, peace, light, and blessings to all. And that was a bit of Pure Energy by Beth Green, spiritual director of The Stream, wonderful musician, artist, intuitive, and spiritual counselor, which I think we'll also be back on in February, where we're going to be looking at opportunities, transition, and crises, how to take this crisis that is happening and do something positive with it. I love the saying that there may be a recession, but you don't have to participate. And I find that so true. I think that's part of what we're doing when we're all converging from all over the world, all walks of life. In a sense, we're creating a new reality. We're saying we choose to believe in these possibilities, in the truth of who we are, so that no matter what is going on, we will find the support. We'll create it. You know, you'll find a way. You know, if you got to get somewhere and you don't have a car and there's no bus, then you take a scooter or motorcycle. If you don't have that, then a bike. If you don't have that, then you take a hike. You find the way to make it all work. Those of you that are just tuning in or that are listening from some of the areas, other outlets for Awakenings, we'll just let you know that Awakenings is part of the converging flow. And what does that mean? Well, it means that it's the place for artists, spiritualists, intuitives, people that are really waking up or are awake and are consciously living this awakened state. And that's really part of a big key here. It's about actually doing something with the truth of who you are. In other words, it's to stop the question of who am I, but to tap in and know your true nature and to say, now, how do I want to live my life? How do I want to co-create this life? How do I want to help others? How do I want to be of service? How do I want to create abundance in my life and be open to the abundance that is me, that is all of life? So to me, what we're all ushering in is this new awareness that brings us in not only to the truth of who we are, but how to express that and experience that. And what does that mean? That means that we're getting rid of limitations. We're really lightening up, and we're co-creating belief systems, relationships, institutions. You see that with the economy, which simply is household management or economy, also coming with how one uses one's energy as a resource. We are learning and that we can do it differently, that we don't have to continue with the old paradigm or the old order. And you see this happening in all walks of life. And that's why from that harmonic convergence that happened in the late 80s to the converging flow, it really is people from all walks of life, people from everywhere. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, a waitress, stockbroker, you know, a dentist, a lawyer, you know, a conscious light worker, somebody that's been studying metaphysics or a therapist or a healer or an astrologer or a psychic, you know, or a politician or a teacher or a student. Those are all roles. So it really doesn't matter what your role is. It's your consciousness. And that's what makes you a way shower. That's what makes you one who is showing the way, is your consciousness. I think it's so important for people to tap into that it's not so much what you're obviously doing. It's your consciousness with whatever it is that you're doing if that's the focus. Because the rest of it is all titles. You know, it's there are many teachers, there are many different types of teachers, but what makes one a way shower or light worker is the consciousness, the alignment, the soul alignment, the awareness, the intent. The intent is so important. What is one's true intent? So because of 2009 is really ushering in a new, more focused alignment to the soul, meaning the personality ego is aligned to the soul, that begins to usher in that right relationship, our right relationship to ourselves and to others. It ushers in right livelihood. So out of right relationship, we get right livelihood. And then that also brings in the right use of will. Am I using my little will, my ego will, my personality will, aligned to the expanded consciousness or higher self or my, you know, am I listening to my spirit guide or my guardian angel or my higher self or my expanded consciousness, that place of the all that is that being funneled through that vessel or vehicle of the ego personality? So intent is very important. That's why there's going to be more transparency. And as we all are moving into that time of being telepathic and more psychic, you know, I'm getting so many emails from people, from not just Awakenings, but other people that I also work with around the, you know, the globe, that all of a sudden their gifts are opening up. That they're like, I'm psychic now. I knew this was going to happen, or I had a dream, or I had a flash. I don't know how many of those are, of you are experiencing this. And they're wondering why. And I'm like, because it's at the next level of waking up is embracing this part of you and integrating this part of you in your everyday living. A few people, I think even in the chat, some people have said to me that they've even felt healing light coming out of their hands. And have noticed that they're able to put their hands on someone and they feel healed. And Senla in the chat is bringing up a point, open my gifts. Well, that's what we're all converging here to do, because where we gather in frequency and with others of like mind and intent for goodwill, which is expression, expansion, that love, light, and wisdom, you know, holding that space for that, people's gifts naturally start opening. And I just got a message in the chat. Oh, cool. Twin 444. I didn't know that's you, Elizabeth. Hello. Okay, so then I will be able to call Elizabeth. And so then if Glenna, if you're listening, one of the co-creators of Conversations with the Universe, if you're listening, then you can call in. And those of you also, that's a good point, if those of you that would like to call in and listen or call in and ask questions, the number is 347-539-5122. And I really want to also just express my gratitude again right off the bat for everybody that is really supportive of your own awakening, and that you're coming here to share your inside awareness and not just to listen but to participate. And so I call the people or my listeners participants, because you really are participating, not just in the chat, just when you're listening, your vibrational frequency. I'm very attuned to the subtle energy. People's intent is communicated. That vibrational frequency is bringing that this awareness and is holding the space for the gifts to open, like Senla was talking about. That happens as the vibrational frequency is raised. And as it's raised and reinforced, then others' gifts are naturally able to open. It's like we relax into it. That's why right when you're going to sleep and right when you're waking up, you're in a natural state of hypnosis. You're in a natural meditative state, a natural aligned state. or when you're zoning out, when you're driving and you've just been driving a long time and you're in that zone, right? That's that zone. So that meditative state or that hypnotic state of rest, calm, peace, and alignment is our natural state. So part of the realignment that we're all going through so that we really birth into existence this new reality is living in this state in our everyday living. So some of you have, and not necessary, but some of you have read my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, or gotten the CD with the same title, and have been using the meditations and have said after a while, you're just more and more in that meditative state, or you can just tune right into it. Which, by the way, you can go to MySpace, MySpace.com/ Michelle Meche, MICHELENEICHE, and there's some downloads there for free you can get. So, you know, if you want to be more in this state of awareness or be able to tap into that true nature more and more easily, meditation is one way of doing that and connecting in with your breath consciously and slowing that breath down and becoming aware of the present moment where you are right now. And it's possible to live in that state all the time, or at least to tap into it. Because, as the Buddhists say, it is our true nature. So before we bring Elizabeth on, and I'm going to call her. If you want to call in Elizabeth, you can too. I know that she's in the chat. I just want to do the soul invocation that we did when Risa DeAngelis was on, which was amazing. We got so much great info, which I have to re-listen. I started listening to the archive again, and I've got to listen back in on it. The soul invocation. So I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am light. I am fixed design. Om. 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 Shanti. Om. Peace. So we are that soul that is expressing through us as us, that spiritual energy, that subtle energy, that life force, animating energy. We are consciousness made manifest. And we come here to remember that, to share that, to refuel and live from that space of awareness and consciousness. And that's what I love doing. So I want to say hello to everyone listening, Cosmic Dimensions. Hello, Elizabeth Hill. Is this you?
This is me.
Great to connect with you. So you are live on Awakenings, and I think you were in the chat also, right?
I am in the chat, yes, and I was not sure what happened with Glenna at this moment.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what happened, so we'll have to start off without her.
Okay. It'll be perfect.
Perfect, of course, yes.
Yes, of course. Just a little, it's all a little bit interesting anyway. I mean, Blog Talk changed how their, you know, everything works, you know, the back end.
Yeah.
So all is new, you know. And then, and then of course, I call you, and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me on the phone.
Is Mercury in retrograde again? I think it might be.
Oh, well, it's going to be on the 11th, January 11th, everyone, Sunday.
Okay.
We have Jupiter in Aquarius, which is wonderful if it's, you know, aspecting you nicely, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I find, too, sometimes with retrograde, and, of course, we could be in a moon void, also, but what I find interesting, I think that sometimes the retrograde doesn't start, you know, just on one day. It takes them to,
yeah,
right?
I think sometimes it comes early.
Yeah, it feels like, well, in my more astute astrologers that are really friends and colleagues that are you know, very well versed in it, they always say that the retrograde starts a little bit before, some say anywhere from 5 days to 7 days, and then also takes, you know, 5 days or 7 days to wind out of.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would make sense. I mean, I'm sure it just doesn't, boom, it's there and then it's gone again. Filled up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I kind of would hope, I finally learned something, though, about Mercury retrograde, and it took me a while to kind of track this. For years, every retrograde, I would end up doing something electronic. This year, for sure, I am not. And, you know, redoing my email application or redoing something on the computer or software, and it would always just take longer and wreak havoc. And my friends would say, we know it's Mercury retrograde. And I'm like, oh, my God, I did it again. You know, it was like, and it was exactly. And the thing is also, it was like I always would get the feeling, and, of course, that's what you're supposed to do. During the retrograde, you're supposed to be doing the R's, the reevaluating, renewing, refreshing, remodeling,
right?
Nothing new, you know.
Just hold off on that one, yeah. So that's always fun, you know. And I never pay attention to that kind of stuff, so I don't even know when Mercury's in retrograde. Sometimes I think it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
You get too caught up in it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. But now I'm knowing if I want to redo something, you know, figure it out in my mind or put it on paper before I start, you know, really messing things up, you know.
Yes, exactly. Well, we shall move onward and, you know, we know everything works out the way it's supposed to. So.
Yes.
That's the way that goes.
So how are you doing these days?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
What?
Excited about 2009? I think I am very excited about this year.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of, you know, 2008 was a big growth year for me. Although, you know, I've been saying that for a couple of years. Just, you know, so much change and transition and, you know, lessons and learning. And I'm starting to think, well, you know, maybe all those things are kind of culminating in 2009 is going to be that year of, you know, when you put out the work, if you put out the effort and you put out the work and you stick to it, then at some point it comes back to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like 2009 is that year for people.
I have been getting that actually, yes, and those that have been really working consciously. 2008 was almost that.
Right. A lot of good things that happened.
Yeah.
In 2008. And for me personally, there was a lot of struggles, but it was kind of balanced. But, I mean, you know, that's just from a human perspective, good and bad. But, yeah, 2008, there was a lot going on in that year also. But I think 2009, we're really starting to hit the ground running.
I think, too, you know, it's taken a lot for everyone to adjust, myself included, even though I love the Uranian energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's taken a lot for us to get used to this energy that is much more, not only volatile up and down, but is of a higher vibrational frequency. We're downloading so much, and there's so much stimulus coming at us. You know, the whole waking up, it's getting that body vehicle ready, mentally, emotionally, but also the body to be able to handle the more expanded consciousness and higher vibrational frequency. And I feel like, I don't know about you, if you're sensing this too, I'm feeling like there's more of us that are in this, so it's a little easier to handle or manage.
Yeah, I think so. More and more people are starting. You hear people talking, and you hear more and more people moving into what I call the new energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is getting a little bit easier. People are more and more. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Oprah show. I don't know if it was the actual current one. You know, she was talking about her weight and all this, but she was. You know, the whole thing was about that idea that, you know, what she really needed was self-love. And that's a huge new energy idea. And
yes.
Everybody is talking about it. You know, I know it sounds like a very simple thing, but it's actually a very, very big thing. And a big part of, you know, the new energy is learning that, you know, what you really need the most is to love yourself. And so I feel like, you know, that's a very becoming a very mainstream understanding.
Yes.
And that, so in that sense, yeah. Definitely.
Good point. Yeah, it is a higher, that self-love and self-acceptance is really huge. And then when we bring in the Aquarian energy, it's also love and acceptance of others. You know, we may not
have... That comes, and that's true, but if you, like the guides told Glenn and me, if you love yourself unconditionally, it would automatically be that you would love others.
Absolutely.
Which is actually true. You wouldn't be... You know, it's only when you don't fully love, and this sounds like, oh, yeah, right, then, you know, that's not really true, but it actually is. If you actually really, because no one really, they said very few people on the planet truly love themselves unconditionally.
Yeah.
So if you were actually at that point, truly at that point, then you would be in love and acceptance of others. And, you know, that's what a master is.
Yeah.
Someone who,
you know, it's interesting. Someone in the chat is saying, actually, Jules was talking about the downside is that so much focus on the weight.
Right.
And not that I truly, and those that have listened to me talk, I know everything is not a learning lesson. Sometimes there's just, you come in with a certain, absolutely biology, genealogy, or
right.
a certain expression.
Yeah.
But I do feel that sometimes situations don't switch or they come back in even a bigger way. When we don't have that self-love and self-acceptance, you know, it's right? I mean, it's almost...
Well, that's what Oprah was saying, because she said that, you know, she had gained all this weight, and there was an issue. She had a thyroid issue and stuff, but what she really realized in the end was that she had booked herself for 14-hour days every day. And she just, like, her trainer was walking with her one day and said, you're not here, Oprah. There's something wrong. You're not in your body, you know. And she just realized that she just hadn't put herself, she hadn't scheduled herself anywhere in her schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So when she said, what am I really hungry for? Is it because she did, she overate. But she said, what am I really hungry for? It's not food. It's, like, finding myself, like, giving myself some love. And so it was just interesting that she, you know, that it was just about the fact that she hadn't put herself anywhere in the equation. And a lot of people do that, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got kids and family and job, and it's like, well, is there any place in there for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's self-love, putting yourself first. You say, oh, well, that's selfish. Well, no, actually it's not. You know, you can't put the airbag on the other person when you're on the plane, you know, and they say, put the air mask on yourself first. You know, that's what you have to be able to be. Helping yourself first before you can help others.
I agree. And the thing that I find too, though, as you get deeper into this, being there for you, it's more than just bubble baths and nurturing things and hype, right? I mean, but right? It's the spiritual, that's why they call, you know, this your spiritual nature, your spiritual connection, the divine food. And so a lot of times people lose that connection and try to fill it with, you know, other things or external things.
Well, it's the inner work, and that's what the guides talk to us about, is the inner work, meaning, you know, really, it's not just the surface, it's really that inner focusing on, like, you know, what's going on and being, you know, I don't know, it's hard to put into words, but it's the actual working with yourself, working through things, love and honoring yourself. I mean, it's a whole series of things. But you're right, it's not just like outer things, you know, even like, you know, getting a new job or getting a new whatever. It's not, that's nice. That's self-love. But I mean, really, to love yourself, you have to, like, do that. Like, when I do, one of the medications that I do, because it came from what the guides told us, is to embrace your dark and your shadow side and your light side.
Yeah.
Within, and I do it in a visualization within each cell in my body. I say that I embrace within each, I ask each cell to embrace the dark and the light, the human part of me and the spirit part of me, which brings me wholeness. Because that's the only way that you're going to become whole, is through that knowing that, you know, they said people are asking for light, asking for light, asking for light, but what actually makes you whole is that embracing of dark and light. And so if there's things you don't like about yourself, those things you have to love and honor them. more than anything else. And when I do that visualization, you just feel it. It's like you shift the polarity almost from, you know, hating certain things about yourself and downgrading yourself to just going, God, I really love and respect that part of me. And then, you know, that just kind of shifts the whole polarity. You don't feel that constant, you know, guilt or whatever it is that you feel about yourself. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that one's less than. I agree. You know, Elizabeth, the connection isn't great on your phone. Do you mind calling into the switchboard?
Sure.
Okay. And then I'm going to put a little call to maybe Glenna. Ask her to.
Okay. I will call you.
We have a couple of people saying that the volume's kind of low, and I do notice when I called you the first time that it was a little low. So I think we might have a better connection so we can really dive in.
Yes, well, I will try you then, and I'm on 619 area code.
So okay, perfect.
I'll try right back.
Okay, great. Alrighty. Talk to you in a bit. Okay. Technology. Thanks, everyone in the chat, for letting me know about the sound. I was trying to turn it up on my end, but if I turn it up too much, then we're going to have a bit of an echo. So it's... just as well that, yeah, I think, you know, it's interesting, which and anybody else can call in and also, you know, you can put your response in the chat, this whole idea of self-love and self-acceptance, you know, how is everyone doing with that? I know sometimes it's not something that we all think about, that it's something that... we always think of loving others or loving other people, but sometimes we don't think about ourselves, you know, as important enough or that we're needed to be celebrated in a sense. And I think our life is really about that. I think a lot of our life, and I think we're going to, as we peel these layers back to get into the more expanded consciousness full time, I want to say, is you're going to find that this life is more and more about self-expression and creativity and not so much on these, you know, that you have to learn something or change something about yourself. Maybe behaviors, maybe adjusting behaviors. However, it's really not about changing your essence, your soul design. Elizabeth.
Yes.
Oh, better. Yes.
Yay.
Okay, you're live. Here we are, everyone.
Great.
Good. So much
great.
Better. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And then if you could speak just a little bit more into the phone or put it close.
Okay. Yeah. Is this pretty good or is it still quiet?
It's a little quiet.
Huh. I can try another phone if you want me to try to call you back on a different phone.
That's better. Let's see. I'll ask in the chat. That's my kind of my barometer. I'll ask how is the sound to everybody. And no Glenna yet.
No Glenna yet. Well, you may have to go without Glenna. I don't know.
I don't know what happened. Did you try to call her? Maybe I'll.
I called
her
several times, yeah. So
okay.
She might
the sound is much better.
Okay. Well, we can go with that. We'll run with that.
Okay. Good. So you were saying that meditation, you know, mm-hmm. we touched back in on this, the
right.
Kind of, you know, and actually the negative and the positive is actually the feminine and masculine. It's the male
right.
and female. It's yin and yang. So
right.
we do have to embrace the whole of who we are, right?
Well, exactly. And also, I mean, because if there's parts about ourselves that we don't like for example, I get really impatient, and sometimes I'm like get frustrated, and sometimes I, you know, start feeling like I'm in competition with other people. I mean, those are all ego parts of myself that normally I would think, well, I don't like those parts of myself. I, you know, I'm a spiritual being. I can't, you know, but they said those parts of yourself is the part that you want to love and honor.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you don't want to work through them, but by loving and honoring them, what happens is they basically raise into higher vibration. So I make out a list every day of, you know, I make out a list of all the things that I love in my life and about myself, and then I make a list of things that I would consider to be shadow aspects of myself. And then I just write out that I love and honor those parts of me. And you can feel it in your body. You can feel a shift. I feel it, you know, like a much more higher vibration by doing that. Because if you love those things in yourself, then automatically you love other people because, you know, we're all one and we're all interconnected. And so, you know, how we would criticize those things in other people, now you wouldn't because, you know, you're seeing it in yourself and you're recognizing it. So whenever something happens,
you know,
like the other day I had a situation where, you know, I realized after the fact, and this is one of my big issues that the guides are always harping on me with, is looking for outside approval, you know, looking for validation on something. Because I'm so walking in the new energy, probably not going to get a lot of outside validation. You know, people don't understand what it is I'm doing, you know. And so you can't get that out. So I had a situation where that happened where I wasn't getting the outside validation from a friend that I wanted, and I was so annoyed by it. You know, why can't this person just recognize me for who I am? Why, you know, what am I? Can't make my own decisions. I'm not intuitive. I'm not, you know, I was getting all round and round in circles, but then I stopped and I said, okay, let me take a step back, because that's the other thing the guide told, to take a step back and look at the situation, because they said nothing happens to you. That's a fallacy.
Yes.
Everything is a reflection of your inner. And so I'm like, oh, there I am again, looking for approval. Why do I need this person's approval? I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's all about me. It has nothing to do with her. She's just playing her role. She's playing it very well, you know. Mm-hmm. And that, so you have people in your life like that who always are questioning your decisions and you're this and you're that. You know, those people are playing a role for you. It has nothing to do with them. You know, so I couldn't blame her. So, I mean, it's just every time something like that happens, you know, like, take a step back and go, why is this bothering me so much?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a shadow aspect. But that's that inner work, you know.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you just, things happen and you get, it really bothers you. When something really bothers you and you're wanting to blame the other person, as much as it seems like it's their fault, I would say, you know, try to, you know, look at it that it's coming from you. And that would be that inner work, and that would be the embracing of the shadow side. It's not just like, oh, I love myself, you know, whatever. It's really like taking a look at the things day to day. I mean, you know, I have conversations with different friends all the time about this happened and that happened and this person did this to me and that to me, and I do it too. But then I wanted to say to them, well, take a step back and look at what that is a reflection in yourself. And then, you know, love that part of yourself. Say, okay. Mm-hmm. I say, I love that part of myself that's looking for outside approval. I honor that part as part of my shadow, part of my human side. And then another thing that the guides told me is that, you know, you need to say, I mean, I have to forgive myself for being human because I'm so bent on the idea, they said for many, many lifetimes, that, you know, I'm a spiritual being, so I can't have anger and I can't have, that's not acceptable. And so basically you're not even allowing yourself to be human, which is very, very detrimental when you are in human form. So I don't know if there's other people out there that do that, but you have to. So now I say, okay, I forgive myself for being human. That's perfectly fine that I have to. You know, you got to allow it. So you have to allow it. It doesn't mean like, oh, I can't feel this way. It's just recognizing it, observing it without judgment, and then saying, okay, I recognize that this is what I'm doing, and I love myself and honor myself and forgive myself for being human and having these. And then all of a sudden you feel better. You're like, okay, and then because the time is speeding up so rapidly right now, the guys told Glenna and me that we can use that accelerated energy to really, really transform. And I've done it. I mean, literally like a week will go by and something that would have just bothered me to no end the week before isn't bothering me anymore. And it's because I look at these things and go, okay, what is this about? And you use that accelerated energy to kind of just move through it.
Yes.
So it works.
Yeah. One thing I like to say is a lot of times I take back that projection, you know, because and it's interesting as I mean, psychologically we live by projection and perception. So we do perceive things. There are some things that really are not within us, not an inner state. I mean, that's why if you're psychic, you're able to tune in and see things perhaps that you wouldn't do, maybe on another level, under dimension, because like you said, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do take back those projections, like you're saying, Elizabeth, which I love what you're saying, a lot of times it's something we're doing. Are we not giving ourselves enough acknowledgement?
Right.
You know, if that's what we're wanting. And don't you find we've been taught to be so overly outwardly focused, you know?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, that's people put so much more emphasis on not only outward focus, but anything that's action-oriented. People, I'm in a situation where, you know, I don't have a job. I've manifested a certain situation where I'm doing pet sitting, and I've done that, and I feel like it's an incredible blessing because it's allowing me to continue to follow my path. But then I have all these people around me that are like, they don't like it that I'm not taking action. That, you know, what's my next step, and where's the job?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not how I operate. I am a person who's come to show people to be a way shower in the new energy, and it can be very scary, because the guide said to me, you know, the new energy is about spontaneity, complete vulnerability, and trust. And so I have had to learn to like live this day-to-day existence, and people don't understand that, but the action. If you listen to Abraham Hicks, they talk about, you know, if you can bring yourself into a state of high vibration for a matter of 17 seconds, I don't know what the exact numbers are, I think it's 17 seconds, of focusing on a pure desire, it's something like, you know, equals 20,000 action hours or some astronomical number of action hours. But people are so not only outward focused, but they're very, and I'm the worst of all. That's why I'm having to take on this challenge, always wanting to do, run around like a crazy person. And that just the new energy is more about being. And it's very hard for people in Western culture to do that, especially when things are like not, you feel like something's not going right in your life.
Right.
It's very difficult to be and accept. And that's the other part of it, is the acceptance. That doesn't mean that you don't intend for something different and that you don't take action. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that it starts, I always tell myself, okay, Go back to the basics, because sometimes I get really frustrated with a certain situation, and then I go, okay, back to the basics. The basics are raise your vibration first, because like Abraham Hicks always says, any action that you take in a low energy state won't do anything. The basics are to start with the high vibration, which is not easy to do in an action-oriented world. So,
well, I had a world, I mean, I, my... I understand what you say about following that spirit. I call it spirit-led living.
Mm-hmm.
I, at one point, turned away from a very successful acting and modeling career, and I even had a TV program because I got from my inner guides that I needed to, you know, basically go on this path that was more part-time, where I was balancing it. You know, of healing and being a channel, and people thought I was crazy. Even Elizabeth, teachers that I had worked with that said, oh, you built up this practice. You don't, you know, you're not appreciative. It takes people years. And I knew everything had come from source anyway.
Right.
So I knew the people, were not my source. Mm-hmm. And when I ended up coming back, I was in a, 2.5-3 year sabbatical, and I gave, oh God, Elizabeth, you'd love this, I gave a bunch of stuff away, and people, acquaintances of mine, not my real close friends or true friends, were freaking, like, why are you getting rid of stuff? Why are you're going to need that? They were like, it's almost like they thought they were going to catch it, you know, like it was the flu or something, you know, why are you being like this?
Because what it is because it scares them, because I've been in that, I had a situation.
Have you been?
Well, where I had to make a decision I wanted to go to a different place to live, but I had just bought an all brand new gorgeous furniture. I mean, everybody that came in my house was like, gosh, this stuff is so beautiful. And I really prided myself on having this gorgeous place with this gorgeous furniture. But the opportunity to live in this little cottage right near the beach, and it was a lot less money, and it would allow me to continue on the path versus trying to struggle to make a much bigger payment and that type of thing. And so within one day, and everybody's like, what are you crazy? You just bought, you know, I sent out an email and a person said, I'll buy all of your furniture. Like within 1 hour, all of my furniture had been sold. I gave everything away because it was a teeny little studio, and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. This beautiful, peaceful, high energy little cottage right on the beach. But I had nothing. I had Craigslist bookcase,
yeah,
I went
exactly.
from this totally like into the. I was really into decorating and furniture. And then from there, that little cottage, then I had another situation that was offered to me, like I said, the house sitting, which would allow me to even go further down my path, but it wasn't the standard. I had to give away even more stuff. From a one-room studio, I went down to absolutely nothing, teeny little amount of stuff, and moved in with this person, and then they went out of the country. But, I knew it was part of, I was told by the guides, this is a powerful transition for you. But it's going in the opposite direction of what society would normally would say would be like the successful route or something,
Yes.
But I didn't care. I don't care. And it's
yeah.
so freeing to have no possessions. So,
yeah.
I knew that I know inside that I'm following a path and I see where the path is leading, but no one else sees it. And so it's really hard when I'm sure a lot of people listening might be able to identify with this, when you're kind of like on that cutting edge of the new energy type thing. You have to follow your inner. You cannot look to outside
no.
for approval, and you have to not be so focused on action. Because every
yes.
action I tried to take that was like, oh, my God, running around, trying to find to make something work, it never worked. It's only when
no.
I let go and got into a high state of energy that things came. Things come into me. Like it's almost like I'm blocked from getting anything when I do it the other way. And I think that's just... part of my higher self learning path. It's like I can't force something to happen, like get a
mm-hmm.
job and do these things that I know I don't really want to do. I can't do it. So mm-hmm. I think that, it's just one of those things, the outer, focus more on the inner and focus more on raising your vibration before you do any other thing.
Absolutely.
That's what I would say to people.
And another thing, if I may, is that we have, when we say the individuated aspect of us is the ego personality. So if that part has to wait or is confused, it doesn't matter because the higher self knows already what's happening, is already constructing
right.
a way, right? I mean,
right.
when I kind of got that, I was in a class and someone was saying, well, you're not doing it all, and because I was like, God, I have to do this and then I'm going to do that. And and there's been times where I've had almost like almost 24-hour days, teaching,
like, okay.
yes, yeah, well, I have, yeah, and with projects and things going on, but what I've done is I open up, and the ego personality, I get in a meditative state, and I open it up to spirit and say, okay, lead me, give me let me have what I need to complete this or fulfill this. And it's amazing. I won't be, tired. Now, I don't make a habit of it, but it just shows you can do whatever you need to do because it's really not coming from that ego personality.
Mm-hmm.
I think once we – and when you live in that expanded state of awareness, that higher consciousness, when you're living from that higher vibrational frequency, you do realize that you're just this extension of the all that is, and that the body, ego personality, is this vessel or vehicle. It's this extension. So you can like tap in, I call it the mainframe. You can tap into
mm-hmm.
source energy and replenish or get your amazing idea, or even you open to get something like your CD series, Interview with the
mm-hmm.
Universe. You
yeah.
you are able to download
in.
It. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That, I was going to say that came in. Right after a time when I had spent a lot of time in, I went on a retreat, a silent retreat for 3 days in this most peaceful,
mm-hmm.
beautiful place on the planet Earth, and I had no idea what I was going to be doing next, and then as soon as that was over, that's when the interview with the universe came in to me, the project.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the point. If you can, when you're saying tap into that mainframe, there's many different ways to do that. It's not, I want people to understand that you don't have to sit and meditate for hours because
no.
I'm not a person that can do that either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's finding whatever that way is, getting yourself into a calm, peaceful, joyous state. And for me, that would be walking on the beach,
Well, if you've read my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, you'd know that it's not. Although I did at one point in my path, meditate 2.5 hours in the morning and
in the evening.
It's
great if you can do it.
Not the meditation. Yeah, meditation, it's really our true nature. So it's gotten through by the breath. Babies and animal beings naturally live in that meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do to a certain age. So I agree with you. It's whatever it is, whatever your way of aligning is, it's just, to me, it's just to do it as frequent as possible. I think that's the thing. A lot of people don't do it because they go, oh, my God, I don't have a half an hour. You know, I don't have the time, or I don't have an hour to meditate, right? You know.
Yeah, so that's a good excuse for getting out of it. But you don't have to do that. You can take 5 minutes. Like you said, the breath is so important. And sit quietly and breathe. Sit outside. Like for me, nature is it. If I'm not out in nature every day, you know, I lose it. So for me, any type of nature, and just breathe. And I mean, that's just so much more powerful than any other action that you can take. I mean, any other.
The conscious breathing.
Well, the breathing and putting yourself into any type of situation that makes you into a higher vibrational state is so much more powerful than, like, let's just say you were like, okay, I want to try to get a new job, and, you know, you have the choice of going to the beach and walking and meditating and breathing, or you have the choice of running around all day, you know, handing out resumes or something. I would say that you would have a much higher degree of success by doing the other.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to write a book that said how to get everything you want by going to the beach.
I think I am
because I'm not kidding. The most amazing ideas come to me when I'm in that state, and things fall in my lap. Everything in my life that's good, good is a subjective term, but anything that's been really wonderful in my life has come to me by falling in my lap. Nothing has come to me by me running around trying to get it. So other people might have different experiences, but for me, I know that I'll get more spending a half a day at the beach than I will half a day sitting on the computer, like sending out resumes or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, you know, get your project out into the world. Let's say you've written a book. You know, I love Louise Hay's example of this. You know, she had written her book. What's the name of her book? What's the name of the book?
Feeling
a blank.
Anyway.
The very first book that she wrote.
You Feel Your Life.
Yeah, and so she self-published it herself, you know, stapled it together basically. And this is in her movie. But she talks about how the minute she stepped onto the spiritual path, she felt she was led. She never, you know, she never like ran around trying to market her book or anything. She just had the book there, and she did go to different metaphysical bookstores and give it to them. And so she did take some action. But she kept getting this intuitive thing about these hay rides. The hay rides things where she started in her home bringing these people who had AIDS, these men, into her home and teaching them to love themselves. And then what happened was it just got bigger and bigger. Pretty soon she's like in an auditorium with 600 people with these hay rides. And then they had they rode around the hay and all that. But what happened was because she followed this inner guidance that she kept getting, she ended up on the Oprah Show and the Phil Donahue Show, and in 1 week she sold 30 million copies of her book. You know, but that's a perfect example.
Destiny.
What's
that goes to me. A lot of that to me is that it's a destiny. That soul has come in at a specific time, at a specific design.
Mm-hmm.
And I so agree with you. To me, when there's a delay or something's not happening, I know I'm being protected. It's a lot of times people think I'm procrastinating. And what ends up happening, even if it's, because to me, spirit is either a holy instant or the 11th hour where you're going, oh, my God, do something.
Yep.
Right? And then there's a flash. And what I found over the years that when something's not happening, and other people, you know, more mainstream or pushing, and they're, you know, people looking at me saying, Michelle, you've got to be more ambitious. I'm like, not my time. There's a delay is a protection. If you have a delay in your protection.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, it's just that, you know, and the point that she was making was that, you know, she didn't take the struggling action of trying to run around. It's very difficult. It's not just about your book, but anything that you're trying to do
anything.
To get out there in the world. you know, she just followed where she was felt she was led, and she didn't worry about. Her question was, "How can I serve?" Basically, she wasn't worried about, well, how many copies of my book can I sell. That wasn't her motivation. She was following her inner guidance, and sure, she wanted to sell her book, and she was doing everything she could. You know, so I'm not saying she didn't take any action, because she did, but I mean, what I'm just saying is that her mindset was service. And so when Ray's idea came to help these men, she just did it. She didn't do it because, oh, this will be a good way to promote my book, or this will be, not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, she just, I guess the point is like.
But not over. What I'm hearing in this, because you do, as the ego personality, you're right, we have to call somebody, we have to do some action. You know, that's why I like
action.
The
sure. And you take inspired action as much as you can. Yeah. But not
inspired.
The struggling action. There's a difference when you're like, I've seen it in myself and others when they get in the state. Well, you know what, the interview with the guides explained it to me when we were talking about it. It's the energy of need versus desire. They said if human beings can understand those two, it will change everything for them. When you're in a state of desperation or need, like I need money, or I need, this has to happen for me, it's not going to happen. But if you can get to a point of desire, which is a lightness, it's like, I would really love this, you know, but it doesn't, you know, I'm not attached to the outcome. And you visualize yourself having this wonderful success and serving people and doing, and you just, it's like a lightness, it's a light feeling. And then they said to me, now then think about the idea and the word need. And feel how, when you do that, when you sit with it, think about the word need, and just like I need, you know, it's a very desperate low energy, and so if you can get it to, so they told us, like, you know, don't put needs on this project, like, well, we need this project to get out there because, you know, we need to eat or whatever. They said that's a very low vibration, and sometimes, you know, it's things like Lena was living in this situation that was just horrendous. She was living on this big tract of land with these deers, and the guy that owned the deers was doing really terrible things to the deers and stuff. And Glenna's really connected to animals. And, I mean, she could not get away from this place for, like, years. And, I mean, she wanted so bad to move. Well, now she's finally moved. But, I mean, it took a long time. But we would ask about it, they would say, you have to shift it from a need to a desire. Like, how do you shift?
Yeah.
Something that you just, there's just no way. Well, I think she was able to do it. She just surrendered. She just said, okay, I guess we have to stay here a while longer. You know, she said to Larry, her partner. And then it seemed like as soon as she surrendered, then finally the new place came, and it's amazing, you know. So I guess that it's that need versus desire, even in the face of something that seems really like, but I really need it.
Right.
You still have to shift it. That's a mastery. That's a level of mastery, they told us. But if you want to get to a level of mastery in your life, that would be a place to start.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also kind of knowing how you are, what you are meant to do here on this level or this dimension. Because if you look around, and I've met a few, there are some people, in fact, I used to know this billionaire. He worked with Gucci, started Gucci watches, and a lot of fear, and he, you know, way older gentleman. So there are some people that create amazing outer riches, if you will, and that's their thing to do, right, is to manifest on it.
Part of what they chose to come in to do.
Exactly.
One of the myriad of possibilities, but they're probably not very happy on the inside.
No, and that's what I'm saying. You've got to know yourself, because you can't pretend to be that way if you're not. And if you came in as a way shower or a light worker, you can't go, oh, it's getting hard now, I want to do it the other way. Life is, you know.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I told my friend, because she was like, you need to be more practical. And I'm like, you're basically telling me to straddle the fence. You know, I put one foot in the new energy and the other foot in the old energy, and I'll just sit here until something, you know. And if you are, which I believe I am, one of millions of people who have come to be a way shower in the new energy, you just have to. I had a reading once from this woman, and she said to me, "Wow, you're really going for it." You know, because I just totally throw caution to the wind. And she said, "The angels, when I do reading for you, there's all these angels around you, and they're giggling." And she goes, when you get an idea, do you just like jump in with both feet and run with it? And I said, yeah. And she said, you know, almost with like skipping several steps sometimes. And I said, yes. And she said, well, they love that. But I mean, I do. I just go for it. And you know what? I just don't believe that I'm going to fall. And that's kind of like how I am. I get an idea and I'll just run with it. And I'm not saying that's necessarily the best way to do it, but just to be spontaneous and open and trusting and vulnerable is what the new energy is about. And I guess I came in with a certain amount of the ability to do that without, I mean, I don't say that I'm not ever scared, but I mean, just that's what the new energy is about.
But you're
like,
falling.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, I agree. Because we're in that, coming from creativity, you know, it's mm-hmm. if you look at it, we're past that industrial revolution. It's not about work and toil and I have to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be opened up to what do I want to co-create now? How do I want to self-express? You know, there's so many more cottage industries, consulting. There's all kinds of new ways of having an exchange of energy, whether it's connecting or
mm-hmm.
contact or money or whatever that is for somebody.
Right. I mean, for an example is like, you know, what I've been doing instead of like getting a job and, you know, which I have a college degree, I could easily get a job, you know, I'm not talking about my work that I do with the interview, my books, but just, you know, if I were to get a job, but instead of doing that, I just started doing house sitting and pet sitting, which means I'm living for free. You know,
mm-hmm.
which is very abundant. I feel very, very abundant. And then every time I'd go to do something, somehow it would come to me for free. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
abundance. It doesn't
have to be
money coming in.
Exactly. I'm so glad that you say that. Yes,
or bartering,
that's such a good point.
Bartering, you know, that's
yes.
what I want. And I think the reason why I'm experiencing that instead of, like, at the moment, huge amounts of money coming in is because that's what they want us to move. They've said that's what they want us to move towards is more of the community-oriented, bartering, you know, because money is just energy. It really has nothing to do with work, and that's a really hard one. But if people can understand that money and work don't actually, because work, when we say work, we mean, you know, toil, struggle. You don't want to equate that with money.
Right, exactly.
So the two don't actually go together. You know, you can be, they said to be really innovative and diversify as much as possible, and to be just totally, you know, thinking of yourself as limitless. So this is the way to handle this new time period that we're in. Because if you just, you know, like you're miserable in your job and you're whatever it is, but you think I have to stay here because I don't have a choice, that would be the old energy way. That's like they said, people have been programmed for centuries to believe that. And it's
mm-hmm.
not true at all.
No.
You would be supported. The reason I can say this is because I've actually done it. I've been on without a job for over almost 2 years. And, you know, I mean, I'm a newer author, you know, so it's not like, but I mean, I'm supported. I'm attracting support from all different, and it doesn't come from work. And so the reason I did
I'm
that
with
is
you, and I think, And I think what I'm happy for is that more people are going to be living this way. So those of us that have been living this way, you know, are marginalized, you know, in the sense that it's going to be a exactly. But it's going to now be a viable. This will be mainstream consciousness, which many of us have been living on the fringe.
Right. That's
this
the whole
will
what,
now,
idea.
Mm-hmm. Idea of it exactly,
that's
which to
we
me.
Were.
Well, which I was just going to say, which to me, you know, all those that are assisting to usher this in, you know, that's the other thing. I think everybody needs to recognize that everyone is co-creating this. It doesn't just happen automatically. It's all, like you said earlier, us all doing it. You know, it's the co-creation of it. You have to do that inner work.
Right, and a lot of people are doing it. I mean, you know, just like I was saying, even Oprah Winfrey, who, you know, is one of the most well-known people in the world, has now become a spokesperson for that idea. You know, so it is moving into the, you know, about the inner work and the self-love and it is moving into the mainstream. We are all co-creating it. And but the guides told us in the interview that there's so many people. They said there's, this is an interesting thing that they told us, that there's kind of a split going on in the world right now. And they said they don't have any way of predicting which way it's going to go. But there's a large number of people who are starting to wake up to see that they've been programmed, that everything in the past has been about their suffering and their sacrifice. You know, like the thing is, you know, I have a, you know, a family and kids, and so I've got to do this job that I hate. That's just old programming. It's not true. But then there's still a lot of people that are still, they don't, you know, they're out of fear or whatever reason. So they said, but more and more and more people are waking up to this every day.
Yes,
so it is happening.
I see it. I mean, I have all, you know, clients that do all kinds of things. Like, you know, politicians, students, venture capital, on and on and on, and, you know, all levels, all. And I, it's amazing to me, some people that you would think on the outside, there's no way they're going to, you know, they're not going to be part of the pack. They won't be the 10 percentile or 8 percentile part of that tipping point. And then all of a sudden they come out with something, and then these new beliefs have come in, and their life is shifting, and I'm just looking at them going, whoa! You know,
it's like, well, it's almost always... It almost always does happen to come in with some huge, like maybe a job loss or the loss of a, some, I mean, a lot, not to say that everything has to come that way, but I do notice that, you know, some of the biggest transformations come when you think you've had a giant loss.
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden you realize after the struggle's over that it actually wasn't a loss at all. It was a huge gift. So a lot of people are going through that because I know people, I mean, I know people here in San Diego that are, you know, a guy, for example, I know a guy that was a huge real estate tycoon, you know, drove a really beautiful Lexus and, you know, the whole, all the trappings. And he has basically gone from that to he lost everything. His home was foreclosed on and he's living like in a little apartment, you know. I mean, that kind of a loss, like losing everything that you thought was so important. But he says, you know, it's been a transformation. I'm just letting go and just being. Like, wow, you know, that's pretty amazing for someone
it
to go from such a state of. But that's what they're warning us about. Don't be attached to not, there's nothing wrong with wanting this. I had this discussion with them one time when, during one of our channelings that we had, not on the recording, but I had said to the guides, you know, I'm confused about this material possession thing because I am a person who loves nice things, you know, nice car. And they said, well, and I, they said, and so you shall have them. And I said, well, but you said in the interview that we shouldn't be attached. And they said, no, we were warning you about the need for it. If your identity is, if your identity is wrapped up in what you own, that's where the problem is. And they told me that they were clear that I was now at a point where I understood the difference between needing and wanting them. So if you'd like to have, they said, if you'd like to have nice things and you enjoy and you love the possession of them, that's great. That's high energy. People get this idea that you can't want material things, and that's not true.
Yeah.
It's just that if you need it, if you're like, you know, you're embarrassed because you don't drive a BMW or something, then you're at the point where you have your whole identity is wrapped up.
It's lower vibration. And even if you attract all those things, you still have a lower vibrational frequency. A lot of people don't realize that. You can still have all the outer and say all the right words, read all the books. But it's, right, you can't hide from the universe. The universe knows your vibrational frequency.
Right.
And it will resonate to
that. I actually want to ask the guides more about that because I do know people who are extremely wealthy, and not that wealth is everything, but they have what everyone would think would be a lot of wealth, and yet they're not. They're very fearful. So I like thinking,
well,
how is that fair?
Well, because they came to work more on the material plane.
Yeah,
you know, we
talk about
right and esoteric wisdom that they're expressing more from not that their upper chakras aren't open, but they're expressing, experiencing more from the lower, and that's what they came to do is just predominantly. But that's why the thing, it doesn't, you know, it always puzzles me when people say, and it all this will get cleared up, the misinformation will get cleared up, but the thought that if everything is going perfect in your life, then, you know, whatever perfect is, but I'm saying by perfect, by our cultural, societal standards,
right.
that you're okay, and that you must be, you know, manifesting a lot because you're high, you know, your higher consciousness,
right.
and it's not necessarily so, you know.
It's not even remotely true.
No.
I mean,
no.
sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
Well, and also I think you got to people need to remember that in the land of the soul or spirit,
mm-hmm.
there is no better car, or there is someone making $5 million,
yeah.
right, is the same as someone making $5 or not working. It doesn't matter. The soul or spirit doesn't care. It just wants to experience and to connect. And
well, that's what they told us. They said it's the experience the soul is wanting. And the soul. This is another misconception that I think we need to clear up, though. There are certain blueprints that we make up before we come into physical body, but there's myriads of ways that it could go. And so you're not, they said that karma is a misinterpretation in the way that we're looking at it, because you are not, because I asked the question, well, okay, fine. You said that sometimes people will want to come in and they'll want to experience a life without a lot of money. And mm-hmm. I said, so let's say a person does that, but then they get here and they say, well, I want to learn to use the law of attraction to attract abundance to myself. And I said, is there a conflict there? And they said,
mm-hmm.
no, because that person has made the choice, but they would have to make the choice to rise above all of that old programming that a lot of it might even be in the subconscious. That's the thing. A lot of the stuff that we have that we bring in comes in our subconscious. We don't even know, you know, and they said if that person could rise to that level of believing that they were worthy, then they could have money. It's, there's nothing that we're not set in stone when we come here that this is a life that's going to be whatever. You know, it's not true. But you do sometimes have some big things to overcome that you came in with that you wanted to overcome in order to get to that place.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say when I'm doing my inner work is I ask the universe, help me to bring for things from my subconscious that I'm not aware of so that I can release it. You know, you don't have to say, well, what is it, and look for it. Just ask the guides and the universe to help you bring it to the surface. And always add in a gentle, loving way, because you got to be careful if you just...
That's a very good point. And you can very good point, Elizabeth. You're allowed to say... We don't have to have a jarring, bumpy road here.
Well, I mean, because
I'm going to open up the phone lines now. If people were on before, it was a 206 number. I'm not sure if that was Teresa, but if you do have any questions for Elizabeth, and Sedla in the chat is saying, step one, shock treatment. I love it. Sometimes it feels like that, right?
Well, if you say, sometimes I've had some pretty, things, felt like it was happening to me that were pretty scary, and then I would go on my walk on the beach, which is where I always get my information, and then I would remember while I was walking on the beach that I asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you ask for that kind of thing, it is helpful, but you want to make sure that you say, you know, I intend, to bring out all of these old programming ideas that are no longer serving me in a gentle and loving way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you add that and visualize what that means, because, you know, sometimes it can be really shocking, like your friend in the chat room said. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
But I think it's important to know that you have things in your that you don't even realize
right.
You know.
That's why I love, you know, the repatterning work that I do. I mean, I've seen it, which worked wonders on me, but I've seen people go through, you know, the alpha theta healing and the hypnotherapy. It's a kind of a combination of a few disciplines, but you really can change your pattern, reframe your beliefs. You really can do that, alter your vibrational frequency. And then, like you're saying, Elizabeth, focus on something different. If you've had a certain pattern or you've been having certain things happen in your life, we do have the capability,
mm-hmm.
like you said earlier, through the inner work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple calls, so Mm-hmm. You guys can hear me talk any old time, so I'll get to the phone.
Well, I don't think it's a really good combo.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, 410-638, you're on Awakenings.
Hey, it's Jules. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hey, Jules. Hello. You're on the air with Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Jules.
Well, thank you. I was calling to possibly get some guidance as to the areas that I need to most focus on just in my life in general, and any suggestions that the guidance might have on moving smoothly through the
Well, I personally am not the one that does the readings. That's Glenna. I mean, I do get some intuitive information, but maybe Michelle will.
Oh, okay. I will. Maybe,
I am
I
not
do.
Like Glenna. I don't do
channeling. Oh, okay. Anyway. Well, then it's me. Okay. So
I mean, I might get some hits. Definitely I do, but I'm not a
Okay, Jules, say that again so I can tune in. And where are you calling from, by the way? Where's 410?
Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Okay, great. Okay. Yeah. So go ahead and ask your question. What were you?
Just the areas in my life that I need to focus on to help me move more smoothly, like the areas that I get caught up in. How can I move forward?
Well,
understand them. And
you know what I'm feeling around you is that there is something, a new focus coming in. So you do need to clear some people around you and the focus of, I feel like you're a wonderful caretaker. You do put other people first. Now, are you healing or doing anything like that?
No, not at the present.
But you have that ability is what I'm hearing. Readings or healing. It's almost what I'm hearing for you is that you need to more formally do something or set aside time. Even if you're not going to do it, let's say, as a, you know, for lack of a better term, a work or profession, you need to set aside a certain amount of time that you would do this, whether it's, you know, you're saying you're going to do it, you know, a few hours a week or a month, or almost like charity work in a sense. You can do it that way. Otherwise, I see that it ekes out into your life too much, and that is one thing that is holding you back. Does that make sense to you?
Hmm.
Hello?
I have to give that some thought. It ekes out into my life, and it's holding
me back. Well, in other words, it's coming, it's merging into or affecting other parts of your life. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Not especially. I'm sorry.
Well, what I'm kind of getting is that her part of her path is learning and then teaching. So, like, if she's taking time to
yes.
really do the inner work that you're talking, she's talking about setting aside time to do what we were talking about on the air, like that inner work, that, you know, whatever it is that, you know, brings you into a higher state of consciousness, whether it's meditating or walking on the beach or whatever. And you're learning through all the things that are happening, and then you can turn around and teach other people.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's something that I've thought about, because it's like I have, like, bits and pieces of knowledge, but it always, when I think about, like, people have talked to me about, you know, do you teach or do you, you know, have a show or are you thinking about a show? And I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
what do I really have, you know? I feel like I'm just parroting back.
Well, I'm getting right.
Yeah. Now, that's what I'm saying, Jules, though. The thing is, see, you're already doing that in your life anyway. That's why I'm saying that. I mean, you could do it, you know, as for gratis, for free, you could help people, or you could take it on as a profession. This is what I'm saying. Because, see, you're already doing it in your life, and actually you need to set up a time not only for your own inner work and maybe to study more and find out what your gifts are. And I say for you to find out, because other people already know that you're gifted. You're able
right.
to help other people. That's why they're asking me. Yeah, they're asking you, and the guides are directing me back to this. That's why they're asking you, do you teach or are you going to do a show? Is because people are getting benefit by what you're saying and even by your calming. You have a wise sage presence. So what I am hearing from your guides is that a lot of it is also experience that you've had. That can greatly help people. But you need to find, see, a lot of times it's us waking up to our gifts. Other people can see sometimes better what we're doing and how we're helping them than we can. We sometimes think, oh, I don't know enough, or like you said, I'm just parroting what other people are saying. And so sometimes that, like, you know, Elizabeth was talking about, sometimes the learning, you know, getting rid of the limiting beliefs opens us up to see, hey, I do know something here. I can help some people. So I think that's your journey right now. That's what's going to unblock you.
Yeah, and I have a couple things that came. You know, you are definitely having more and more spiritual experiences and psychic experiences, and they are very real. And so the first step for you would be to take time for yourself. You know, set time aside for walking. And I also got write. Do you
yes, I kept getting that too. The journaling. I'm seeing that in the morning.
Do you do writing in a journal?
She's off. She's off the air now.
Up. Oh, okay.
Hello?
I had more for her, but okay.
Yeah.
I always
she's
get it
off,
after the
though.
Fact, after the reading starts, and then I start getting
yeah.
it.
Well, we can tag team. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's,
but
if
yeah,
you're still listening, Jules, take time for yourself
is.
And write it down. Write down what you're getting, what's
yeah.
happening. So.
Yeah, and I also feel a move. I feel like the present location, I kept feeling a porch or a walk up some stairs. The present location will also help you be lighter and brighter. Jules is listening. I know, Jules. I see you in the chat room. She's
oh,
listening.
Good. Okay.
But yeah, I was getting the same thing that you were getting, Elizabeth, the writing. And I caught, oh, you got disconnected, Jules. Sorry about that. It wasn't me. I'm in one place. I don't know what happened. So I was wondering why you hung up. But anyway, yes, do the writing, the journaling, any kind of clearing the beliefs, and focus on this. Ask. You know, when I first started doing this way back when, I prayed and I said, well, I have this gift, I want to be of service, you know, for myself and for others. So I would say also put that in, and I also agree very much with Elizabeth that the writing is really, really going to help you.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell her to get a stack of 3x5 index cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when she gets an idea, write it on the index card and the date and everything, or if she's reading a book and something really pops out of her, write that on the index card and the page and what book it is, because she'll be surprised later when she goes to sit down and she might even be writing a book. She'll have it all on these 3x5 cards, where the information came from, what was going on in her life when that information came in, and it helps to put it on the cards. That's how I wrote my book. And
I like
doing that. So that would be helpful. And also, I got that there was an opportunity coming. And she's kind of like what we were talking about. The opportunity will come to her when she starts asking for the help. Like, all she has to do is do what I said. Universe, help me to bring forward those things that I need to work on in a gentle, loving way.
Yes.
And then write about it. And as she starts working on those things and increasing her vibration level, an opportunity will come in to her. That's what I got.
Okay, we're going into the next caller, and then a couple more. And there was a 206 calling. If you're listening, you can call back in. And hello, 111-111. Is that are you on Skype? You're on the air with Awakenings.
Is it me?
Alyssa.
It is you.
Alyssa's
in
San Diego. It's Alyssa. Oh,
hey, Alyssa. Hey. Well, you're on the air with Elizabeth.
Yes, I'm neighbors with Elizabeth. So I just wanted to call
from me
and tell everybody how great she is, and that she's totally walking her talk, and she's just very, I'm just, you know, being around her, it's impressive. It's like, because we're kind of going through the whole, you know, kind of the same struggles, and it's just a good example. It looks because she just has a really good attitude about everything that's the challenges that are coming her way.
Well, that was nice of you to boost me up.
And it is that, isn't it? It is us all just walking the talk and giving support and knowing that, you know, we're spirit-led, so sometimes we don't know what's going on an ego personality level, or there's bumps or whatever, but we go ahead and get that support or that connection that you need. Now, Lisa, while you're on the air, I'm going to let Teresa on also.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, because Teresa.
Hi.
Hi. Teresa has great insights, too, so maybe I could have, like, a foursome.
There you go. Okay, let's go.
Listen to you.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Elizabeth. Great to connect with you again.
Hi. Good to talk to you.
Wonderful.
Well,
thanks.
I already know a lot about Alyssa, so you guys can start.
You, Alyssa, do you have a question? I know you said you just called us. Hi. Alyssa.
Go, Alyssa. Come on now.
Okay, so here's the situation. This is my vision. I want to move to San Francisco. I think it would be really good energy. Right now, finances are the flow and could be better. And what you guys see with energy of San Francisco and a direct, you know, maybe a good direction to take or
something. I keep hearing art. It's you're focusing on your art and your creativity will get you there.
Okay. All right.
You need in general, what I'm hearing from the guides is you need in general to focus on your art. And if we're going to look at it astrologically, I'm going to say the North Node in Pisces in the fifth house. You're to bring healing through your artwork. There's something that you're doing where there's a healing energy or vibration. I don't know if it's your color or something, but there's some healing energy that's coming through the work that you do. And that will get you not only to San Francisco, but traveling with your work.
Interesting. So, well, I mean, I do art with kids and parents, and I want to create an art space up there. So,
I would get your stuff together and go and just show it to some individuals. But I feel like there's more that you can do here that's ultimately going to bridge you there. And also,
all right, so you're getting my individual art maybe with photography or my doing art with kids and parents?
Well, I wouldn't segregate the two. I think you need to do both, personally.
Yeah,
You're an artistic. You need to bring all of your artistic, you know, instead of focusing on one.
And that's for everyone. Now is not the time to whittle anything down unless a door opens. Right, Elizabeth? Now is
well,
not
that's
the time
what
to
the
say.
Guides told us. They said diversify.
Yeah.
And ask your guides for help. A lot of times it'll come in during your sleep. And you won't even know where the idea came from. But if you ask, you will receive. You just have to allow it. That's the other step that no one ever does, the allowing part. If you ask for help and then you're running around, like, all stressed out, that's totally blocking anything to come to you.
Yeah.
Alyssa. So, you know, I pulled her down 100 times.
If you want to stay on, Alyssa, 7 minutes. Teresa, please call back. We're going to get to your question right now. Because I know she's called back a couple times, and I know. I don't know if there's some way that people can call into my Skype number, because then they don't have to pay the charges. But anyway, if you hear us, Teresa, call back.
Oh, no, I didn't know Teresa had a question.
Yeah, she had a question, yeah.
Oh,
darn. Well, she'll call back. We'll intend it.
Okay.
Teresa. Well, I mean, she actually will at all, but, you know.
That's that's my ghostly. Oh, that's my ghostly voice, Teresa.
Come hither.
That's a very good point, though. Yeah, diversify, and now is not the time to limit. Because that's what the vibrational frequency, the higher vibrational frequency, allows us to express more. It's not like about a big to-do list and doing more in that sense. It's about our self-expression, our creative expression. So you're going to find many ways, right, that we're opening up.
Yeah, or if you do something on a volunteer basis, it could end up being, you know, the focus needs to go away from money. And I'm not saying that you, obviously, you know, we live in the 3D world, we still need the money. But if you take the focus off of that and think of what would I love to do and go do it as a volunteer, you will be amazed because your joy level is high. You'll be amazed at what all of a sudden falls in your lap. It's true every time. I see someone do, like, some type of volunteer thing that they love. It ends up being a job, and what a great job, you know, something you love.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Try to focus away from the money. I know it's hard, but try to focus on, you know, what brings you joy, because, you know, if you listen to Abraham Hicks and if you listen to the Interview with the Universe, that's all what it's about. Your vibration is how you attract what you want and need in your life, no other way. So if you want it to go slow or you want it to go fast.
Right.
So.
Kathy is asking, what would you call it when you feel you have to have others to direct you at all times?
Well, I would say that it's not, she doesn't really have an inner knowing of how powerful she is. I mean, just intuitively, I feel like she's incredibly powerful and already knows what to do. But it's just, it's an old programming. That is old programming. She needs to sit in there with her guides and say, I want to release this old programming and, help me in a loving, gentle way to bring these ideas. Sometimes something will happen. You'll be like, why did that happen? And then if you look at it, you'll realize, because that was about that issue that I wanted to release.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need outside guidance. You just need to trust your inner guidance more. That's what I would say, for sure.
Yeah, I like that. Trust your inner guidance. I would say you have to bring it back into you, even when somebody says something or suggests something. And I know, Kathy, it's not you. Just a question. Thank you. Kathy knows she's powerful. That's true.
Oh, it's for someone else. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I was feeling that she was very powerful, so I was right on.
Yeah, that's why you said, she's very powerful. You're right. You're right, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, that's an old programming and old energy idea is all it is. We all have been taught that we don't have any power at all over centuries, So it's an old programming idea, and it just takes constant, like I say, back to the basics, which is, what are the basics? Raise your vibration, stop and be and raise your vibration. That's the basics. And once that happens, anything can happen from there.
And think of that play of consciousness or spirit of play. When we're creating or we're playing, we're at our vibrational frequency is a very high level, right? A very expanded level.
Childlike energy, and that was one of the points that they made over and over again in the interview with the universe, was there's no more powerful force in the universe than a childlike awe and wonder. If you can get yourself to that. And they said if all adults woke up in the morning excited to play like a child, every malady we have on the earth would disappear.
Yeah.
So in your own life, the more playful you can be and the more fun, and I know we hear the same thing over and over again, but people need to start walking the talk. I think that's where we're at right now. We all learned, we've all trained for a long time now. We've all read books, we've all listened to radio shows, we've done all these things. Now it's time to actually do it.
Do it. Exactly.
That's where I think we're at, and that's what, why I'm trying so hard to do that, to walk the talk. Because
there's Teresa. There she went out.
Oh,
Teresa, you just did. Now it says no caller. I saw the 206.
Oh, no.
Teresa, if I talk, will I be heard? Yes.
I'm still here. Somebody did. That's like a question on a deeper level.
Really. I got that. Ooh, I even got chills on that. We're like, yeah.
So what do you, can I chime in now that I could be heard?
Yes, please do.
I was just wondering what the energy in San Francisco that you guys saw. I know Beth was saying
lighter. What my opinion is on. It's hugely important. I think it's hugely beneficial that she make the move. But, we'll see what Michelle thinks.
Yeah, now, have you been going up there? I keep feeling like you need to go up there, even if it's a weekend or something, that there is a pull.
I've lived up there, and I love the energy. And since I've been back, ever since I moved back to San Diego, I've been wanting to go back.
Well, but I agree with Michelle, because I got that, too, when you were talking about it earlier, that you probably...
I want you guys to see visions of money, like, raining down. I need my passion.
You need to go up there.
Yeah, you need to start going up there in a line, and there will be an opening. I keep seeing that red bridge. I'm not sure what it is, but the bridge to the right side.
Which bridge? Golden or Oakland?
I don't know. It's kind of reddish color.
Isn't that the Golden Gate Bridge?
Golden.
Yeah, so I'm seeing you,
believe it or not,
to the left of that. If I'm looking at it, it's on my right. But I do see a pull there. And I also see a community there that you're going to connect with.
Yeah, it's very art-based, so it's yeah.
I think Michelle is 100% on that. You need to go up there and go to some of those places that you talked about going to and presenting your art program. And then
yes.
Yeah.
And doing it all, doing the photography and then doing the art program, really extend. Because that's what I feel your soul wants to do right now, Alyssa. It's just like, let me expand. Let me extend out. Let me just let me be heard. And
yeah,
that's the approach chakra, through your creative expression.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's been stifling herself, I feel like, holding herself back.
Photography, definitely. My own creativity, that's definitely been stifled because I've been focusing on the whole art
talking about, like, jump out and do it. Jump out and do it.
Thing. Time to open up. I feel that. I feel that energy so strongly within you, and I feel it. The message for everyone in the sense is not to limit. That's an old paradigm that we can only do one thing or we better stay, we moved, so now we have to be here. But if you're feeling it, I just feel like your soul's like a sunflower, a sunburst. It just wants to express. It's like, let me do this. Let me be heard. That was perfect. Let me put my gifts out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a message from Teresa, and she said her phone dropped and crashed, so...
Oh, good. I wondered what happened. Okay. Well,
and she blames it all on me. Just kidding.
She doesn't know.
She was joking.
Well, we are winding out, and
right.
Actually we're on but not streaming, so the people in the chat are not hearing right now, but the people that are listening via the other sources.
Can I
other
get
podcasts.
My website before we...
Yes,
here.
Please. I've been putting it in the chat, but please
interview interviewwiththeuniverse.com. It's three recordings that we recorded. Glenna, who wasn't able to make it today, was the trance channel. She's an amazing trance channel. She leaves her body. These guides are speaking through her. They're guides from all, like, highest vibrational levels. And I interviewed them with 347 questions. Excuse me, 247 questions, and we recorded it. So go to interviewwiththeuniverse.com, and you can download the three recordings or you can buy the CDs.
And what I love God. I love the universe. I love the guides.
Yes.
Did a little cosmic tricky on you, Elizabeth, because you are very intuitive, and you're meant to do more readings, and look how it happens.
I know. I would say, I don't do readings, you know. But
well, this info.
Isn't that funny? I know. I'm, like, resisting it, I admit. But it's not. I do know I'm intuitive, because, I mean, I get huge downloads for myself, but I haven't really stepped out and done it for others that much. But they did play a trick on me. You're right. Isn't that funny?
I think you have a voice there. You know, just my
opinion.
No,
I'm open to
here.
It. I just when someone says, "Tell me what to do with my life," I don't know how you pull that out of it. You know, I can once they start talking, then I get the hits, but it doesn't really come just out of nothing yet. Anyway, so that was interesting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel something brewing there.
Developing, yes, I do too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, very much. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, it's been great having you here, and as usual, as always, and have you guys back again in a little bit or so. And
yeah, whenever you
dive
Glenna on for her own show. She's got all kinds of good stuff to say, too, and she does readings, and so maybe that's what it's about. I'll have one, and then she'll have one.
Yeah, and then you do readings, too.
Well, I do, but she's been doing it for like 20 years, and so I do. But she's a trans channel, and it's really spectacular what she does also. So you definitely need to have her do some readings for people too. And Glenna does amazing readings. So for anybody out there, if you can reach out through our website, interviewwiththeuniverse.com, she will blow you away. She's very talented. So plug for Glenna there.
Cool. Well, Liz, it's great to connect with you and great to hear your voice. And we will all be in touch.
Sounds perfect.
And
thanks,
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Jeff.
blessings and light to all of you. And, of course, all of you listeners and those of you that are tuning in, perhaps for the first time, just to let you know, Awakenings airs every Wednesday and Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. The call-in number is 347-539-5122. And remember, you are part of the converging flow, waking up, doing something about it, shining your light, and keeping awake. Until next time, enjoy the day and keep awake. Light and keep awake.